From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Sweden's highest court has reaffirmed a detention order for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He's accused of two sexual assaults, charges he denies. Assange has already met with prosecutors for questioning, and the case was dropped in August. It has since been revived. Prosecutors want to question him again. At the same time, WikiLeaks continues to publish secret diplomatic documents from the U.S. and other countries. A Bank of America executive concedes this bank may be the next target of WikiLeaks. Kurt Nickisch reports from member station WBUR in Boston.
The founder of WikiLeaks has now told reporters the next big release will feature a major U.S. bank, and he said before he has internal documents from the nation's largest.
One could assume it's us.
Ann Finucane is the strategic issues manager for Bank of America. She says her company has no evidence it's being targeted and adds the bank has not been in contact with WikiLeaks. But Finucane says for a few years now, Bank of America has been trying to be more transparent and proactive about what it does.
It's all going to be out there eventually, so watch what you do.
Finucane was speaking to women business leaders in Boston. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
The House of Representatives is expected to vote today on whether to censure Congressman Charles Rangel for ethics violations. NPR's Peter Overby says there is a campaign underway to reduce the penalty to a less severe reprimand.
Rangel's office has lobbied for the lesser penalty. His supporters have organized a telephone campaign, and a few House Democrats say they'll support it. No House member has been censured since 1983, and if the House approves that more severe punishment, Rangel, a 40-year veteran of the House, would stand before his colleagues as Speaker Nancy Pelosi read an account of his wrongdoing. Reprimand is the next penalty down the list. It's not even clear that Rangel's allies will get a chance to offer it. If it were to pass, Rangel would get the account of his misdeeds in a letter. Rangel was found guilty of 11 violations, ranging from failure to pay some income taxes to misusing his position as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Stock markets in Asia and Europe have risen today. There's hope the bailout package intended to rescue Ireland's wobbly finances will work. European financial officials are also buying bonds from countries such as Spain and Portugal in hopes of signaling financial stability. Sales of Spanish bonds did well today, but the interest rate was up. That suggests investors continue to worry about Spain's debt. A new report says fewer foreclosed homes in the United States were sold over the summer. Online firm RealtyTrack says its index shows sales of foreclosed homes dropped 25% between July and September. You're listening to NPR News. The resurgent rapper Eminem has been nominated for 10 Grammy Awards, including Album, Song, and Record of the Year. This came at last night's Grammy nominations. Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, and Arcade Fire were also named for Album of the Year. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports the Recording Academy also honored one of the year's most profane but infectious hits.
One of the nominees for Song of the Year had its lyrics, well, altered slightly for radio play. The original title of CeeLo Green's song can't be said here. Also nominated were songs by Eminem, Lady Antebellum, Miranda Lambert, and Ray LaMontagne. Unsurprisingly, in the category for Best New Artist was teen heartthrob Justin Bieber. Host LL Cool J had one question for the 16-year-old phenom.
What are you doing up so late? No, I'm kidding. You're a superstar now. How does it feel?
It feels good.
The Grammys will be awarded on February 13th. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.
Australia says it has found the cause of last month's engine fire aboard a Qantas jumbo jet. Pilots safely landed that plane in Singapore. Nobody was hurt. Investigators say there is a specific flaw in the engine produced by Rolls-Royce. It could potentially cause the engine rotors to crack against the casing and start a fire. Thousands of people in Venezuela are fleeing mudslides and flooding after several days of heavy rain. At least 21 people have been killed. President Hugo Chavez is urging those who live in makeshift housing on the hill surrounding the capital to take shelter in the presidential palace. This is NPR.
Support.